Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak.
How many people are encouraged tonight?
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad that you stopped by the show today. I hope it's something that we will say today that would help you along this Christian journey today. But before we start our exciting topic today, we're going to have a few moments of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning to give you all the praise, give you all the honor, because, Master, truly, you are worthy to be praised. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for having a sound mind today, dear Heavenly Father. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for a shelter, dear Heavenly Father, because there's so many people don't have anywhere to stay today, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for the shelter. We thank you for the rain, dear Heavenly Father. We give you honor. We give you praise, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for Blog Talk today. We thank you for the show that you have provided for us today to be able to speak to your people throughout the airway, throughout the world, dear Heavenly Father. We give you praise in advance for it. And dear Heavenly Father, as I go forth, dear Heavenly Father, let Sadie move herself out of the way, dear Heavenly Father, self completely out of the way, and ask the Holy Spirit to come in. Rest, rule, and abide with each and every one of us. Dear Heavenly Father, even if any guests come on, dear Heavenly Father, you strengthen each and every one of us. As we go forth in your word today, dear Heavenly Father, we want to give you praise in advance for it right now in Jesus' blessed name. Amen and thank God. Well, today we have a wonderful topic today, and the name of the topic today is the certainty of eternity. And in case you don't know, you need to know within yourself, each individual, in the sound of my voice, where you will spend eternity. And today, we're going to start our scripture off with Isaiah 57 and 15. And the word of God say, not me, but the word of God say, it's in your Bible if you have not tore your pages out of it. So would you turn with me to Isaiah 57, verse 15. And the word of God say, for thus say the high and lofty one that inhabit eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to reveal the spirit of the humble and to reveal the heart of the contrite one. Today we are talking about the certainty of eternity. And I'm going to go the similar script to the same scripture and some other Bibles and read what thus saith the Lord. And the word of the Lord said, God's grace, while God is great in power and authority, exalting far above human, he is also God of grace, a God of love, who draw people to himself. You know, think about the Christian character. You know, continuousness of sadness over one's spiritual state is a mark of one who seeks God's face. Such contrition will be honored by God's conforming presence. Today we're talking about certainty of eternity. And as I went through there, I found only, it could be some more, but from what I found was only eternity appears only once in the Bible. And I found it in this scripture. And the word eternity appear only once in the Bible, but the concept of the endless existence of the soul of man is found throughout the Bible. The prospect of eternity for man began in Genesis, the 3rd chapter, and the 22nd verse. And I'm going to turn over there. That'll be our second chapter for today in a verse. And I'll turn to Genesis, the 3rd chapter, and the 22nd verse. And we're going to read, thus saith the Lord. And the word of the Lord says in that verse, and the Lord God say, behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Here was talking about Adam and Eve in Genesis, the beginning of time, and they could have lived for forever. But sin came into the picture. And you know, you must own your sins before God and trust Jesus Christ as the only way for your sins to be forgiven. And I'm going to ask you a question today. Ask yourself, do you believe you are a sinner? Do you believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose again? Do you believe that when Jesus Christ accomplished on the cross is the only way to be saved? You know, we can go over to John, the 14th chapter, and the 6th verse, and I'm going to read what the Word of God says concerning this here. And John 14 and verse 6 says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And then if you turn over to Acts, the 4th chapter, let's turn over to that. And we're going to read the 12th verse. And the word of the Lord says in that chapter. Okay. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You know, then ask God, go to God in prayer. Ask God for his forgiveness and for the free gift of eternal life. His promise to you is, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you go to Romans 10 and 13, I know you already know what that said, but we're going to read it anyway. Romans 10 and 13. And it says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I merely took you to that scripture so you don't think I'm saying something out of context, that you can read along with me, open your word, and see what the word of God is saying to you. You know, because the word cannot lie. You know, are you certainty of your eternal destiny? Today we're talking about certainty of eternity. And I'm just asking the question, are you certain of your eternal today? You can be. The answers are in God's holy word. And if you turn to John, the 5th chapter, and the 39th verse, and the word of God says, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. You know, the question is where you will spend eternity does not depend on what church you do or do not attend. That's not your eternity. You have to know within yourself where you want to spend eternity. What good deeds you have or have not done, that don't assure you of eternity. What sins you have or have not committed, it depends entirely and exclusive on whether or not you choose to trust completely in Jesus Christ as your Savior. Today, don't put off that decision. Take God upon his promise to you today. You know, in 1 John 5:13, it says, "These things have I written unto you that believe it on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." You know, many reasons God have given us the Bible is so that we can be certain of what eternity holds in store for us. You know, it is much more simpler than religion would make it out to be. I want you to take a moment to consider this important matter. You know, there are 5 simple truths that you must know. That is, are you a sinner? Do not allow these words to offend you. But let me explain. Though you may have lived what men and women would call a good life, the Bible says there is none that doeth good. No, not one. You'll find that in Romans 2:12. You see, God's standard of righteousness is absolute, sinless, perfected. And you and I have fallen short. Not just me, you that's listening, we all have fallen short. We have each violated his holy commandment at some point or another in our life. And one often is enough to make us guilty of law-breaking in his sight. And, you know, to deny this is so we would be called. You know, you can go to James 2:10. And we're going to read what 2:10 says. 2:10 says, through the word of God, "For whosoever should keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of them all." The word says if we should keep the whole law but offend one, just one, we are guilty of them all. So we have to go to the word. Know what the word is saying. Know what the word is telling us. Go before God, because we want to live an eternal life. We don't want to be caught up doing things that we shouldn't do, saying things we shouldn't say. We want, when we open our mouth, that God's word will come out our mouth. If we're going to help somebody, tell somebody something, we want to make sure we're lining up with the word of God. Because God is perfectly holy. Our sin has separated us from him. If you turn over to Isaiah 59, and I'm going to turn over to it right now myself. But 59:1-2, and it says in the word of God, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shorter that it cannot save, neither his ears heavy that it cannot hear." And verse 2 says, "But your iniquity have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear." You know, God is perfectly just. He can allow sin to go unpunished. The Bible said, therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. You'll find that in Psalms 1 and 5. You know, you cannot undo the sins you have already committed. But you can go to God and ask for his forgiveness. Church attendance, baptism, sacrament, charity, none of these nullify the fact that our sins are an offense to Almighty God. Even if we were to live out the rest of our days doing nothing but good deeds, it would not remove our need for forgiveness. So that means everything we're doing, we're saying that it's not of God. We have to go to God and ask him for our forgiveness, ask him for forgiveness for whatever we've done, whatever we said, wherever we went that we shouldn't have. We got to ask God for forgiveness. Whoever we talked about, whoever we slandered, whoever we done something to in this fleshly body, we have to go to God and ask him to forgive us. Yes, that means you and you today. You need to ask God to forgive you because you is your, are you certainty of eternity where you're going to live, where you're going to be, whether heaven or hell? Are you certainty today of eternity? You know, what a terrible prospect for man or woman to live forever in sin. But many people find themselves living eternally in hell because of their sin. They fail to accept God's offer of eternal life. We recognize God's existence in eternal past. He will exist eternal in the future. We only know what God tells us about eternal past. We also know about eternity ahead by what God tells us in his word. And as you read the word, it tells you what will happen from Genesis to Revelation. So you have a choice and a chance to get it right. You don't have to spend eternity in hell when you can spend in heaven. But you yourself got to get it right before God now. Before that great getting up morning, you need to get it right now. So if the sin that's in your life, today you need to go to God and ask him to forgive you. Because it's going to be forgiveness in God's eyesight that will get you where you need to go. You can't harbor resentment and all these things that's on your heartstring now. Get rid of them. Release them. Give them to God because he's the one that will bring you through every trial, every situation that you're going through today. You may think it's something small, something big, but you can go to God on your behalf. Put your petition before God today on whatever it is that you need to do to get forgiveness. You know, we also know about eternity ahead by what God tells us in his word. When this life is over, we will know personally about eternity ahead. When this life is over. Ah, did you get that? When this life is over, we will know personally about eternity that's ahead. But you want to start getting it right now. Get it all right now. You know, God in his love has provided a way for you to be forgiven. What beautiful truth. What God command his love toward us. And that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I'm going to turn over to Romans 5 and 8. And the word of God is saying, but God commanded his love toward us. And that we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Here, God died for us, you all, for those that's listening, that have tuned into the show. We are talking about the certainty of eternity And we are coming from Isaiah 57 and 15. And it says, again, I dwell in the high and holy place with him. Also, that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to reveal the spirit of the humble and to reveal the heart of the contrite one. Here you need to go before God and be humble. You want to have the spirit of humble. You want to have the spirit and the heart of a contrite one. You know, you want to do what thus saith the Lord. You want blessings to shower upon you this day. And God is the one that will do it. God will give you everything you need, your heart's desire. But you have to move forgiveness. We was talking a while about Joseph on yesterday. And here, with all the blessings God had for him, until he forgave his brothers, that's when he could get the blessings. Totally forgive. And that's what we have to do. We have to totally forgive. You know, what beautiful truth. But God commanded his love toward us that while we was yet sinners, Christ died for us. God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, came to this earth and lived a perfect, sinless life. The Lord Jesus Christ came, and I'll say that again, to this earth and lived a perfect, sinless life. You know, when he died on the cross, he paid the penalty for your sins and the sins of all mankind. And when you think about that, God died on the cross for us. He had paid the price already for the penalty of your sin, my sins, and everyone that you know. You know, God is just so good. And when I thought about this topic, eternity, where will you spend your life when you leave this earth, hell or heaven? Had you thought about that today, the certainty of eternity? You know, I went back to Genesis because we had to go back to the beginning. And I turned over to Genesis, the second chapter, and the seventh verse. And the word of the Lord say,
welcome.
And the Lord God formed man. He formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And I'm going to go to some other reference of the same scripture and tell you what it's saying in case your Bible is not before you. I have quite a few of them right before me. I'm going to read what it says. Praise be to God. And in this one it says, in verse 7, the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life. Okay. Here we're talking about humility, a physical nature. You know, people are destined from the rest of God, animals' kingdom, in that they are in his image. The term used here to describe humanity, however, are the same words used in chapter 1, verse 20 to 24. It describes other forms of animal life. But furthermore, since God formed his people from dust, any basis for human pride in creation is eliminated. What makes human dust live as God's breath? Life comes as his gift and not as our right. This is a gift from God. My. When you read that and ponder on that, and you think about the certainty of eternity. My. And I'm going to read one of the verses from that chapter and see what it's telling us also. Because we have to go back to the foundation to get to where we are now, from the beginning and all in between before we come to the end. You know, the word form, as I was reading that, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and man became a living soul. You know, the word form is the term for a potter shaping a pot. Since man is made from the dust of the ground, that is where he returns when he dies. Although God created light with a mere word, he created man by fashioning a body out of mud and clay, transforming the clay into something new, and then breathing life into it. This breath may be the narrating way of describing the infusion of the human spirit with its moral, intellectual, relational, and spiritual capacity. God shows tender care and intimate concern in the way he shaped man, living being. This is the same term that we use of talking about animals, and in other phrases, we see how human and animal life are similar, but the breath of life makes humans distinct from all other creatures. When you read that about how God put the breath of life into us as humans, that's distinct from all other creatures, you see how God loved us, how he forgave us of every sin. I mean, God is when I just think of this topic, the certainty of eternity, I had to go back to the beginning and think about all the things that happened in the beginning of the Word of God. Before we got to eternity, look how much we have went through. Look how much we have read what the Word of God says. How much sin have entered into our life. But God died on the cross for us, that one day that we might have the right to the tree of life. And you know, as I read that, I went over it again. We also know about eternity ahead by what God tell us in his word. We have to read God's word. We have to do what the word say. When this life is over, we will know personally about eternity ahead. Each individual. We can't pass it. We all going to come to it in this life to experience eternity. It's up to us now to know where we want to spend eternity at, whether we want to be in heaven or we want to be in hell. That means it's time for us to get it right. Every one of us that's listening from the sound of my voice. You know, when God created man as an eternal living soul, no man can escape that fact. Nothing he can do will change it. Suicide is not the answer. A lot of people thinking they're taking the easy way out by committing suicide. No. It's telling you suicide is not the answer, because you still got to come before God in that great getting up morning. You still got to stand before God. You still have to go to know heaven or hell, where you will spend eternity. Ignorance or indifference would not change the fact. The signs before the end of the road say eternity ahead. Do you stop to read the sign? Do you believe it's just as surely as you believe the road sign that says stop, ahead, yield? Green mean to go. Yellow mean caution. Had you thought about that spiritually when you looked at those lights? Because you're going to get to a sign one day, say, eternity ahead. But before you get that, you come into red. Stop mean danger. Yellow mean caution. Green mean go ahead, go. Eternal ahead. You know, I'm using the lights as an example this morning, where each and every one of you all can search yourself, dissect yourself. Only you know, you and God. Nobody else know where you want to spend eternity. It's the way you live, the life that you live in, to know where you want to go. It's up to you. God don't want to us to go to hell. He don't want us lying. He don't want us living in sin. He given us a chance after chance after chance to get it right. This is the making up room, the dressing room, as I would call it, for us to know what does say the Lord. And if we're not working on it now, when are we going to work on it? Because you don't know the day or the hour that the Lord will come in your life, and you want to have it together. You don't want to be found unprepared, like the 10 virgins, 5 wise and 5 foolish. You want to have your lamps trimmed and burning. You want to be living this life with the word of God. Say, you want to be found worthy, not just deeds, not just how much you've done here on earth, but you want to be found worthy in the word of God, following the instruction that God have left for us, knowing what does say the Lord. Because, you know, it's God. It's God that will direct us and do what need to be done. And I thank God this morning because I know where I want to spend eternity. I want to spend eternity serving God. Where I can say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, morning, noon, and night. I want to be able to do it here so I've got enough practice. So when I get to heaven, I'm going to know what he required of me because I have been doing it down here. No, we all haven't had it right. No, we all didn't do what we should have done. But he allowing us time right now, today, to get it right, to know the certainty of eternity. And we have to know the signs before the end of the road, say eternity. Do you believe it? That the road signs that say stop ahead? We have warning signs like stop ahead, a place to prepare us. Just like when we coming up to a light, it let them know, slow down. Take it easy. Don't run the red light. Stop. Take heed. Just like in the word of God, stop. Read what that word say. Apply that word to your life. You want to be in a high and a holy place with God. You want to be humble. You want to have an humble spirit, a right spirit. You don't want to go to God no any kind of way. You want him to be right there with you at all times. If you need to send for your angels, have angels with you. Because they're right there. You haven't given them an assignment today. A lot of you all that may listen at this broadcast later, you're going to say, oh, why did she speak on a topic like that? Because you see the signs of the time. You see what's going on in the world. And you don't know when it's your time. This could be your last time. Do you have it right before God, with God? Are you prepared to meet your maker today? So today I use that topic, certainty of eternity, because you're going to spend eternity somewhere. And the decision is yours, whether it's going to be in heaven or whether it's going to be in hell.
It's to your choosing. So if you want to spend eternity today in heaven, that means it's time for you to get it right. It's time for you to know that you know what thus saith the Lord. It's time for you today to give God praise, give God the glory, because he is truly, truly worthy to be praised. And we give him praise today for this topic, for knowing that we can choose heaven or hell, knowing we can ask for forgiveness now while breath is running warm in our body and the blood is running in our bodies warm. And we got a mouth to speak where we can give God praise. We can ask for forgiveness. We see the warning sign. We can stop before we get to the end of that tunnel. You know, we are not given a choice whether to stop or not. Neither do we choose whether we face eternity or not. But we are not caught in a trap. That's right. If you're doing what God said, you will not be caught in a trap. God has made ample provision for the soul of every man through the word of God. Jesus Christ came to give eternal life. I'm going to say that again. Jesus Christ came to give each and every one of us, each and every person that's listening today, he come to give us eternal life. We don't have to go around doing things out of the context of God. We can live an eternal life. And our eternal life is determined by our choice. That's right, our choice. We have a choice and a chance. Your choice is to go to heaven or to hell. Today is the day of salvation. You should know today where you want to spend eternity. Do you want to spend it in heaven or do you want to spend it in hell? He's given you ample time to get it right before him today. Tonight not promised to you. So it's time for us to bound ourselves together. Let God know. He already know, but we should know. I want to go to heaven, so I need to do everything that God commissioned me to do and command me to do, to live the life that not only I speak about, not only that I sing about, not only that I pray about, not only that I read about, but I'm telling God, I'm sending up my temple every day to you, God. I'm doing thus and thus. He's looking at you, and he's writing down in that book, because one day he's going to open that book, and it's going to spell out everything, every deed we've done, whether it was good or bad. He will be the judge. He is the final judge. I can't judge you. Judge you. You can't judge me. But Jesus is the final judge that will reward us in that great getting up morning. He is the one that let us know whether we'll go to heaven or hell. But you should know for yourself, if you're living according to God's word, you're doing everything that God tells you to do, everything the scripture is saying to you, you have a chance. And as I read in the word of God about how you would scarcely make it in, you know, we got a lot to do. Because the word's saying that. It ain't all this big stuff you're doing, the little stuff. But it's saying in the word of God, if you haven't tore it out, about eternity and the chance that we have to get it right. I just thank God today for salvation. I thank him for having an humble spirit. I thank him for putting me one day on the right track to come to him for myself, not have to trust in anybody to lead me to him, but for me to come voluntarily. Lord, here am I. I want to be saved. I want salvation. I want to be humble. I want to turn my life totally over to you, God. I don't want to lift up my head, my eyes in hell. I want them to where I can see heaven, be in heaven, praising you morning, noon, and night, giving you the glory and the praise, because I know it's only you, God, that can do it. I know it's only you, God, that can do it. So today, I thought this was a befitting topic, because we have topics throughout the week with each and every person coming. But when we start talking about eternity, that's your life, and do you realize where you're going to spend eternity? Are you working toward that day, that night, that evening, to where you will spend eternity? Because surely we was born, surely we're going to die. We're going to leave here one day, one evening or one night, one morning. But we didn't come here to stay here. This is not our home. We're just passing through. And so we have to know without a shadow of a doubt what God is saying to each and every one of us, where we want to go, what we want to do, not in the physical but in the spiritual. Not in the physical man, but the spiritual man or woman. Where do you want to spend eternity at? Are you prepared for that day? Are you preparing? Just like you prepare with your insurance and all this, it will be taken care of when something happened to you, or who take care of your children or your house or whatever earthly stuff. But are you preparing your soul for heaven, for spiritually and heavenly things? Are you bound for glory today, or are you bound for hell today? Do you know really where you want to spend eternity? And so this is the time to really look at each and every one of us. Look at yourself in a mirror. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Go to God in prayer and see what he has for you, what he wants you to do, where he have you to go in your spiritual walk with him. Because everything that looks saved may not be saved. Everything that says Jesus don't mean it's of God. So we have to come to the realization and picking up this word of God for ourselves, asking him for revelation of the scriptures as we read. Turn those plates down. If you, the fast and pray, because we want to get it right. Because Jesus is the only one can give us eternal life. Our eternal is determined by our choices. When we choose Christ, then the certainty of eternity becomes a pleasant thought. You know, eternity can never be spent. It will either be forever enjoyed or forever endured. You mean you can enjoy what God has for you, or you will have to endure what the enemy has for you. So it's your choice today to decide what you want to do. You want to spend eternity with God, or do you want to spend eternity with the devil? It's your choice. It's your choice what you want to do. But I hope today, through this broadcast, that you will choose Jesus, that you will choose to spend eternity in heaven and not hell. Whenever you're in doubt, use that red light, green light, warning light, caution light as an example in your Christian walk to see where you are in your life right now. If Jesus would come, are you prepared? Are you ready to meet your maker? Or would you say like that beautiful lady that I'm not ready, come back at another date? But that appointed time has already been designated for each and every one of us. And we need to know now where we want to spend eternity. and give it to our Heavenly Father, showing him here on earth what we're doing, what we're trying to do, what we're attempting to do. Because each one of us is in different stages of our walk with God. Some are stronger, some are weaker. Some are so-so. He said, it can't be hot or cold. You know, you got to be one or the other. So we have to know within ourselves what God is doing for us and with us. So I thank God today for this topic, certainty of eternity, found in Isaiah 57 and 15. And I'll read it one more time. I dwell in the high and the holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to review the spirit of the humble and to review the hearts of the contrite one. I hope you was able to get something out of this program today, because it has blessed me. The more I read it, the more I read the scriptures, the more I talked about heaven and hell, the more I talked about where you want to spend your life, the rest of your life, whether hell or heaven, where would you spend eternity today in your life? I'm going to leave that question with you all today. You have a choice and a chance. So it's up to you today where you want to spend eternity at. I can't put you in heaven or take you out of heaven. That's strictly God. But today we're talking about the certainty of eternity. And I'm hoping something was said today that helped someone along their life journey as they study the word for themselves and read scriptures. And you may find another scripture in there that will help you understand eternity a little bit better. And I'm going to give God praise in advance for it, because I know truly he is worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. He is truly, truly worthy. And you know, eternity can never be spent. That means no matter how much money you got, you can't buy eternity. No matter what kind of radio game you had, you can't buy, cannot spend it. And when we choose Christ, then the certainty of eternity becomes a pleasant thought. It will either be forever enjoyed or forever endured. You don't want to be able to go through talking about you endured. You want to be able to have it to last forever, where you can enjoy it. The certainty. So that's the show for today. We hope someone got something from the certainty of eternity, because we need to be thinking about that. Because when that time comes, we don't have time to change our mind or go to doing something else different. We need to be doing it now. So when that comes, we can transition automatically on to heaven. It won't be all this here that we go through now. God is going to be able to, going to be already put us in a place where we need to be. We're going to be lifting up the name of Jesus. We're going to be down here praising his name, singing hallelujah, glory to his name. We're going to be clapping for joy and shouting that we made it over. You know, some say they're going to look for brother, sister, daddy, mama. When I get there, I'm going to be so glad to get me there. When he give me the opportune time, then I go to looking for family member. But I want to make sure that I have gotten there. I have someone that would like to speak. Good morning, caller. You're now on the air.
Hey, Shalom, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Who am I speaking with?
Yahshua.
Well, how are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to ask a question real quick. It was about, as far as like the Ten Commandments.
Uh-huh.
Do you believe that we should keep the Ten Commandments today?
We can keep the Ten Commandments if we obey God's law. I know we all go through, we all have sinned and come short of the glory. And the word said earlier when I read, if we miss one, it's like we done missed them all.
Okay, so should we be trying to keep the Ten Commandments?
Yes, sir, we sure should.
Okay, now what about the, because what I've noticed, like, in as far as mainstream, like Christianity, most of the people don't keep the Sabbath day, which is the fourth commandment. You know,
uh-huh.
It says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And the
mm-hmm.
Sabbath, the Sabbath day is Saturday, but the most of the Christian world would worship and go to church on Sunday. But that
mm-hmm.
would and on Saturday, you know, they're probably out at the mall or doing whatever they do, cutting their grass. So that will actually be breaking the Most High's law.
Uh-huh.
Your comment about that.
Okay. My comment on that, I understand exactly where you're coming from, because when I started reading the word and understanding it about the Sabbath, and I went back and read where man is the one changed the calendar. It wasn't God that changed the calendar. Where had everybody confused, where people started serving the Lord's Day on Sunday. And Saturday was the Sabbath. So I started looking at the calendar because I was confused myself. I'm reading, okay, Saturday, they say Sunday is the first day of the week when we look at the calendar.
Right.
Okay, he say 6 days he give us to do everything we had to do. The seventh day, the word say that he rested. Okay, God, well, when did you change the word? So I kept searching and going through researching, going through Bibles and going to the library to go way back when it was back in Martin Luther time, at that time, where they started changing things, just like with the time. God didn't change our time, talking about daylight saving time and all this stuff. Man changed it. God didn't change that. And I came to a realization that we have to go to what the word of God that he left for us to go. Some go to church on Saturday. Some go to church on Sunday. But when you boil down to it, we serve in one God. We can serve God every day of the week.
Right. So would you say that?
You know, see what I'm saying? Some may serve God Monday, from Sunday to Sunday. Some people do go to church every day. Some go strictly on that one day that man have set aside. Some go to church what God have set aside. But collectively, are we serving God or are we serving man? That's what it boiled down to. We serve God. We're not going to serve man. We're going to serve our church, what he says in the word of God. And forgive me for being, I don't know how long you had been on, but my computer had went down on me, and it just came back up. But I'm glad it came back up time enough where you and I could have this talk, you
right,
know.
Right, right.
Because on the topic I had, you know, he had given me the certainty of eternity, just like you brought about the Sabbath. We have to know within ourselves, reading the word and obeying the word, we have a choice. And a chance. We have a choice to go to heaven. We have a choice to go to hell. He don't make that choice for us. That's us. We have a choice to serve the Lord on Saturday, the Sabbath, or we have a choice to serve him on Sunday. But when it boils down to it, are we God every day? Every day should be a Sabbath to the Lord, to us, to serve God every day.
Okay, so pretty much like in a nutshell, what you're saying is like, yeah, we should keep the Sabbath day on Saturday?
Yeah, if that's the day he designated for us to keep,
right,
without man changing the laws and the rules of God, that's what we do. And
right,
if you believe in your heart, God have told you Saturday is the Sabbath, and the word said that, you do that. If some is still wanting to serve him on Sunday, because when I got confused about it, I was going to the Adventist church on Saturday, and I was still going sometime on Sundays. So I said, God, I want to serve you the way you want me to serve you. So that means if I got to, in case I don't want to be in error, in case Saturday is the true day, let me continue on serving you on Saturday. But then I had to realize God didn't wait to one specific day to bless me. So, God, let me bless you every day. Reading your word, doing what you tell me to do, not just going to hear the preacher on a particular day, but let me pick up this word every day, because you are blessing me every day that I open my eyes and you give me breath. So I want to praise you every day. I'm not going to wait for one particular day to praise you. I know it's set aside that we shouldn't work here and we shouldn't do this here. So let me do what you tell me to do. So each person have to go to God for themselves and be convicted by what God tells them, each individual, what they should do.
Okay. Yeah, and what I was saying, like, I think, you know, like people that you, if you know about the Sabbath, me or whoever else know, I think it's good if we, like, spread the word to other people who don't know about it, since the majority of the Christian world is, you know, worshiping on a Sunday and actually not keeping the Sabbath day, you know. So just spreading the word to, because like you said, when you find out, a lot of people don't know about it, you know. So I think it's just a thing to spread it and let them at least know that, okay, Saturday is the Sabbath day. It's in the Ten Commandments, and this is the day that the Most High commanded us to keep holy. And, you know, that was pretty much it.
Okay, then. Well, I thank you so much. Where are you from?
From Ohio.
Oh, well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing that with me. And I think I may have that as one of my topics 1 week. I may just bring that on. I can't remember. I have to go back and check my archives and see did I ever talk about that. But thank you so much. That is food for thought, because a lot of people that do listen to the program may be thinking that same thing, or may not listen to my program, but may have that in their thought pattern, but they're too scared to ask somebody, or they've been ridiculed for asking somebody. But for me, I'm going to serve God. Me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord, and we're going to do what God say do. We're going to follow his instructions. So we all have error until we come unto the realization and the truth of the word of God. And thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Right. Have a blessed day.
Okay, you too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And I want to thank everyone that listened in to this broadcast today, because until you come on and give me something that y'all are hearing or listening, would like to hear something, I like to have feedback on different topics that I can bring them out to the listening audience, because a lot of people don't know a lot of things, or they may be confused. But I want to thank God today for this broadcast. And until next week, y'all be blessed. Love each and every one of you all. Bye-bye.